when we come to do Kiddush, we customarily say Savri, which basically means listen up. Savri is different than Birshut. Ordinarily, when I'm coming to make a blessing on behalf of other people, so I ask them for permission. We say Birshut, I ask you permission, even though, let's say, I'm a guest at someone's house, so he has the right to bless over his own bread. He's doing me a favor that he's having me as a guest. But at the end of the day, the custom is that we ask permission. I'm going to make a blessing on behalf of everyone, so I ask them permission. We say, Birshut, I ask you permission to make a blessing on your behalf. So technically, the blessing over the wine in Kiddush, it's the same thing. I'm also saying the blessing for everyone. So technically, I should also say Birshut. But being that people would also make blessings on wine within the meal, and within the meal, people are eating, and we want them to stop eating and focus. So we tell them, Chazal instituted that during the meal, we don't say Birshut, but rather we say Savri. Gentlemen, are you focused? It's not just I'm asking your permission. Be focused. Stop eating. I don't want you to answer amen. When you have food in your mouth, you'll end up choking. So Chazal instituted that for all blessings over wine, we don't say Birshut, but rather Savri. Savri is different than Birshut. It's not just permission. Savri is also a directive. Gentlemen, focus. I'm going to make a blessing on your behalf. And being that we say Savri before the blessing of wine within a meal, so Chazal also said that on the blessing of wine before the meal, even though no one's eating yet, nonetheless, they maintain the same institution that for Kiddush, before we make the blessing on wine, we say Savri and not Birshut.
What does the language
say, Hebrew? Savri is Aramaic. Listen. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.